Ganavta es shayri. Someone tines that you stole my axe. Boy, Merlo Ganavta. He says, I didn't steal it. Mashbiachani. He says, I'm putting an oath on you that what you said is true. V'amar amen. So he swears. He says, amen. He is chayv. Ganavti avaloi tavachti v'loi macharti. Let's say he says, I stole, but I wasn't teveach and I wasn't meicher. Mashbiachani v'amar amen. He's pater, because over here the shvua was only on the tvichan mechira, which is the knas part. You have to pay dal v'hei if you tavachu machar. He's admitting to the keren, but he's denying the knas. So therefore, he did not swear against the Mammon, he only swore against the knas. He is potter. Hamis sharches shayri. Your shar killed my shar. Vuay malay hamis mashbiachani v'amaramin. He is chayif. Why? Because over here it is kfiras mammon. He's denying a chiyuv mammon. We're talking about over here where the axe was a muad. Shar amuad is chayif to pay the full amount, which is a chiyuv mammon, not a chiyuv knas. Hamis sharches avdi. If let's say your shar killed my eved, v'u'ay meleihem, he denies it. Mashbiachani v'amar amin, he is pater. So he's pater because over here it's a knas. When a shar kills an eved, so it's strictly a knas thing, and therefore he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Amar loy, chavalti bi v'asisi bi chabura, you hit me and you wounded me. So v'u'ay meleih chavalti v'asisi bi chabura, I didn't do either of them. Mashbiachani v'amar amin. He is chayiv again. It's chayiv mammon. Amalei avda he palta as shinai. Let's see, an eved says you knocked out my tooth. V'simisi yaseini, you blinded me. V'oy malei palti v'loy simisi. Mashbiachani v'amar amin. He's pater. Over here again, it's a knas that the eved goes free if you knock out his tooth by an eved knani. Zeh klal. Kol ha'mashali mal pi atzmai chayiv. Anytime you pay for admitting something that you owe, if it's something that if you admitted it, you'd be potter, so then you're going to be potter in a carbon shvua, meaning you have to deny a chiyuv mammon, not deny a knas. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Shvuas hadayonin. So the shvua of a dayan, what does that mean? We're going to discuss now the shvua if someone is made of a mixas. He admits part of a claim, so the Teveya asks him for a certain amount of money. He admits part of it, so he has to make a shvuas hadayanim. So the Mishnah says, how are you mechuyev such a shvua? Hataina shtei kesef. The taina has to be shtei kesef. V'haido b'shava pruta. He has to admit to a pruta and deny the rest of it, meaning he has to deny at least two kesef. So if he asked him for two kesef and he admits to a pruta, so therefore we'll see the Mishnah is going to save him. Eina idami menataina pater. Or if the admission is not from what the guy tainted, you're potter. So two things that you're potter in our Mishnah. Number one, if you tainted shtei kesef and he admits a pruta, there's no shvua because you didn't deny shtei kesef. You denied a little less than that. You admitted to a pruta of the shtei kesef. So, or if you admit to something that the guy didn't tainted, he asked you for one thing, you admitted something else, so then you're potter, there's no shmos mayd mixas. And the Mishnah is going to give us cases. Ketzer. Shtei kesef li biyadcha, you owe me two kesef. Ein lecha biyadi ala pruta, I owe you a pruta. He's potter. Shtei kesef upruta li biyadecha. If he tainas, you owe me a two kesef plus a pruta. And he says, ein lecha biyadi ala pruta. He admits a pruta, then he's chayev, because he admitted a pruta, but he still denied the full shtei kesef. Therefore, he's chayev shvua. Mana li biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi. He tells me, you owe me a mana. He says, I don't owe you anything. He is potter. That's potter. Why? You didn't admit anything. You're kaifer bakol. Kaifer bakol does not admit anything. If he admits half, he is chayiv. Regular maid of mixus. Let's say he says, my father, you owed my father money. He says, half of that I have. He's potter. Even though over here he's admitting to half the claim, but since the person's not claiming it to himself, he's claiming that it's owed to his father, the Pnei who Kameshav Aved over here, he could have denied the whole thing. It's not the person himself who's claiming for his own money. He's claiming that his father was owed money. So over here, I'm a Meshav Aveda. I'm returning it. I'm out of my kindness of my heart. I'm returning half the money, which I could have denied. Over here, the Chachamim made a gzera that a person does not have to swear when he's a Meshav Aveda, because otherwise people will just not want to admit anything because they're going to have to make a shvua. So they said you don't have to swear in such a case where he could have denied the whole thing because it belonged to the father, not to the person himself. Have a good day.